Hello, my darlings. I've had a few glasses of wine this evening, and I figured now is as good a time as any. I have purchased a new toy, and I'm super excited about it. I figured I would record playtime. Now, this thing has about a jillion features, so this is probably I'm probably not going to get to all of them in this recording review session, whatever the fuck, because there's just so fucking many of them. But it's first of all, it's called the WeVibe Chorus, and it is billed as a couples vibrator. Probably for a couple of different reasons, but, for all the good that does me. But anyway, it's significantly smaller than the other, most recent purchase, whatever the fuck. The last time I, actually did a recording with a toy, that one was significantly bigger than this one. And I'm digging it. I like it. I'm excited about the reduced size, because that other one's a beast, but this one is much smaller, and I feel like it's probably going to be much more manageable. It's smaller, and allegedly, it's of a size to where you can use it and have penetrative vaginal sex at the same time, which that seems feasible. Like, I could see that working. For all the good that does me, but nice to know and have on hand just in case. It's got one part that you insert that is, got like a G-spot stimulator thingy, all textured and shit for all the good that does. I mean, I guess some people can tell the difference, but it's probably more for show than anything. And then it's got the part that stays on the outside that is a clitoral stimulator, which I can appreciate. It's seems to be interesting. Let's what kind of situation we got going on here. And the different arms or whatever are adjustable, so you can actually adjust for, what's going to fit best for your shape, I guess. I don't know how you would exactly describe that, but it's, that's nice. It's snug onto the parts it's supposed to be snug onto without being unwieldy, I guess, is the word. So that's nice. There's that. And the thing also has, so it has a remote control, like an actual handheld remote, that has like a squeeze sensor. Like, you can, you turn it on with the remote, and then as you squeeze the remote, the vibration gets stronger, and as you release the remote, the vibration, goes back down. So that's a handy piece of machinery. It also and of course it's a physical remote, so there's some range issues, but it also has app-enabled remote control to where you can have your partner download the app and, pair the app or whatever, and then they can control it from wherever they are, which is part of the reason why I bought the fucking thing in the first place. But the person that I offered remote control to declined, so I will not be using that feature. But I can probably, like, I can do all the fun stuff on my phone, for the app things. You can sync it to music, you guys. I'm so fucking excited about this thing. But anyway, so let's turn the thing on. Whew. Oh, that's nice. So, that's very nice without being overdone. Like it's got two motors for the two different It's got two motors, one for the G-spot Hooji and one for the clitoral part, and so you're getting vibration from both sides, I guess. And then you can click through the different preset. Oh, that's interesting. It's got like some crazy like 10 presets or something. I wonder. Oh, I have to like click and unclick for the. Oh, that's very interesting. Oh, I like the squeeze remote. Squeeze your remote's gonna get me in trouble. That's nice though that you can squeeze it for stronger vibration and then let it go if it's too much. On a lot of these different presets don't really feel different until you hit the squeeze remote for the stronger intensity. Shit. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that would be really nice to have. With a partner. And it's got another feature that's supposed to be like a you can set it to like it's what it's called a touch sense, where it's supposed to like sense when it's being touched. I get why that's fucking self-explanatory, but like the toy itself is supposed to have some sort of sensor to where when it's touched, it increases or decreases the vibration. Like it increases when it's touched, and then it decreases when you're not touching it anymore. But, haven't turned that bit on. I just wanted to play with the presets, to be perfectly honest with you, and try out the squeeze remote, which is, I'm a fan, by the way. I'm a fan of the squeeze remote. Oh, and I bet. Oh, I bet I could kill it with some, pairing some music with it at, when you, it does music or voice, and it, I guess, you can play it through the app, or I guess you can play it externally or whatever, and it'll, I guess, match or go in time with the music or whatever. Like, I was very strongly considering playing one of my favorite audios and having it sync with that audio input from the recording, but the ones that I have saved that I could, you know, that I could use for that are, well, I'm not going to get into that, but I haven't listened to them, and as a matter of willpower, I'm not going to listen to them on principle. Because I'm petty. But, yeah, this is pretty nice. Oh, and you can up the intensity without actually squeezing the remote. You know, without having to squeeze it and hold it. I might have to introduce a I have to introduce a dildo to the mix just to test out this can be used with a partner. Hold it in place. Oh, yeah, I can see how. How will it be enjoyable for both parties? Okay, yeah, I'm gonna have to try that out. Ooh, very interesting trying to move with this motherfucker. Oh, where's she at? Oh, I gotta dig through my toy drawer. Oh, there. Oh my God. Words I can brain, yes. Words. Okay, yes. So yeah, it's probably not the greatest standalone, like just by itself, but it is indeed of an appropriate size to also be able to join the party. Whew. That was nice. imagine that it'd be even better with, you know, the real thing versus a secondary toy. Fuck. I'll worry about that later. But, yeah, so, would recommend. And, we'll try the sync to music option some other time, because right now I just really need to clean up and go to sleep. Fuck. Oh, alright. Well, good night, my darlings.